This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
To mark International Clinical Trials Day, Cancer Trials Ireland is set to host Let's Talk Trials, which is discussing the importance of clinical trials for the advancement of medical research. And joining me now is Professor Seamus O'Reilly, Clinical Lead at Cancer Trials Ireland. Good evening to you, Seamus. Firstly, if you would, can you explain to people what a clinical trial is? Because I think it's fair to say there's probably a subtle wariness out there about being experimented on that puts people off or makes them a little cagey or hesitant about the idea.
I think the first thing in relation to trials is that we are all here today because of clinical trials. A clinical trial that looked at vaccination in patients with COVID-19, and that allowed our societies to open up. So the foundation for the life we live today is based on that. But there is a concern related to things that have gone unwell, you know, issues in the past in relation to trust in trials that have caused this suspicion among in the community. And trust is hard to earn and easy to lose. So I would say, first of all, the foundation of cancer care today, which is what we're involved in, is formed by clinical trials. They're an integral part of it. Cancer research forms cancer care. And many of the advances that I've seen in my professional lifetime really have related to clinical trials changing how we do things completely. Even in tumours where we are very concerned that the outlook isn't great, or we're struggling to get traction. So one of those tumours, for instance, is pancreatic cancer. And with pancreatic cancer, there's a new drug has become available of a target that's abnormal in the cancer and in many other cancers, such as lung cancer, and has traditionally been considered to be undruggable. But it's now druggable. And the results are very impressive in patients, and that's going to be presented at a meeting next week.
So it's in that space of clinical trials that we get breakthroughs in that. But nonetheless, the people who are going through the clinical trials, am I right in saying that they will either be given whatever the gold standard current treatment is, or that and a bit better? So they're not, generally speaking, at risk when they go into a clinical trial?
I think there are two things. First of all, it's unethical to treat people in a way that you consider inferior
to the gold standard
yeah. as a prescriber. And ethics committees and the regulatory bodies won't allow those trials to be conducted. So there's those guardrails or safety net in society which are hugely important. For patients going on a trial, there's an added level of care in that there's an additional group of staff who are supervising their care. There's a very detailed protocol that's followed. How their care is supervised is also looked on from afar by the regulatory bodies who can audit how the trial is being conducted, and by the sponsor of the trial who's brought the trial to the regulatory bodies. So there's multiple layers and safety
guardrails. So they get at least the gold standard.
Yes.
Or the gold standard plus.
Correct.
So they get that, but as you said, they get additional support usually because they're going through the trial, and maybe additional access to diagnostics. In terms of all that, am I right in saying that when people are on a clinical trial, generally speaking, their outcome in terms of their cancer, for example, obviously there are other types of trials, not just cancer, but in terms of things like cancer, generally speaking, those who are on trials, their outcome tends to be better.
That's true. And in addition to that, for patients who aren't on the trial but are in an environment where clinical research is being conducted, their outcomes are better as well. So that's why having research embedded in our routine healthcare has a cascade effect on in the environment around it. It makes for brings innovation about more quickly. It makes for higher standards because there are guidelines that need to be followed as part of the trial mechanism. So there's a cascade effect of that, which is greater than the benefits of just the trial alone. And so it's not just the trial participants that benefit from this, but it's the wider
other
community.
Yes. We have a relatively speaking low uptake of clinical trials here. Irish people don't seem to be able to access them in the same kind of numbers or the same kind of rates as elsewhere. Why is that, James?
So first of all, it's not related to the patients, because we know in our studies that the majority of patients in Ireland, over 70%, would participate in a clinical trial if it was available.
If I had cancer, the first thing I would be saying is, can I get on a trial? Is there some way of me getting fast-tracking me to whatever the cutting-edge stuff is?
Yes.
That would be me, but I'm a medic, so it's
yes.
Different.
So there are several things, and some of them many of them are being addressed. So I think that's important to emphasise that there's identification that we should be having much more access to trials. So the first thing is that the government have set up a National Clinical Trials Oversight Group, which have made recommendations, and an advisory council is being formulated in the coming weeks based on that. And that will the role of that then is to make Ireland a more attractive place for companies and sponsors to come to conduct clinical trials. Beyond that, there's the issue of funding. So in Cancer Trials Ireland, we supervise about 100 clinical trials in Ireland, but a comparable organisation, say in Denmark, would be at about 300. And the reason for that relates to our funding is contingent. We have
so who funds clinical trials? Are they the companies involved in developing the drugs in the R&D sort of phase of development? Or does it come from, I suppose, national health budgets?
There are several sources. There's industry sources in terms of the industries who bring it in the funds. And then for Cancer Trials Ireland, we get a quarter of our budget from the Health Research Board, another quarter of our budget from the Irish Cancer Society. These are mission critical budgets. We couldn't keep on the lights without them. And then there's funding from other charitable sources and
okay.
From...
So some is the exchequer, Moria,
yes.
Obviously via other NGOs or whatever, but some is the exchequer, some is charitable, and then some would be industry.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but to contextualise the budget, €1 million from the HRB, for instance, which is the government funding towards the organisation to supervise with 50 staff and to supervise trials throughout about Ireland. We could do so much more if we had more money. And it's not... You know, €1 million is a lot, but relative to the scale of the healthcare budget, for instance, and the exchequer returns, it's a small amount. But small increments in funding can have dramatic effects elsewhere.
And tell me, is there a changing mindset towards trials in that they used to be seen as sort of a high-tech add-on? We still needed to get on with the nuts and bolts of healthcare, or the nuts and bolts, the meat and two veg. But now there is a shifting, because medicine has become so high-tech, really, and so interventionist, that is there more of a grow now for clinical trials, because we now see the value, we value them a little bit differently, or we recognise the value of them a little bit differently?
We recognise the value, and also people, 1 in 5 people knows someone who's been on a clinical trial in Ireland. On a cancer trial in Ireland. So there's also a lived experience of seeing people who've done exceptionally well from clinical trials getting newer treatments or being having new diagnostic procedures performed that mean that they need less aggressive treatment.
Professor Seamus Riley there, clinical lead at Cancer Trials Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.